Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
All of us have heard or sung the old spiritual, "It's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer." Truer words were never spoken or sung than those words. But how much easier it is to sing or speak them than to really believe them. I mean, with our whole heart, believe. It isn't the other person with the greater need. It's me. It's me. This is never more obvious than when we fall into the sin of judging other people. We get away with it, unfortunately, without being reproved. Though every time we do it, someone should say to us, "Stop that. You need to break that habit." When we were rearing our children, they were much smaller, and our older son was reaching the age where he sort of felt like the boss of the kids. You had kids like that. Don't look at me like that. And he would say things that were a little bossy, and I would say, "Kurt, tell you what, you take care of Kurt, Mom and Dad will take care of the other kids. But Dad, there, you take care of Kurt and Mom and Dad will take care of Kit." When we'd leave him to babysit, we'd say, "Who's going to be the boss without acting like the boss?" And he'd say, "I may." "I will." We all have this older brother syndrome, where because we're not doing something as badly or as overt or as shameful as someone who is doing that, we tend to call attention to that, forgetting the specks that are in our own eyes. "It's not my brother, it's not my sister, it is me, O Lord, standing in the greatest need of prayer." When your life is characterized by grace and prompted by love, judgment flees away. You're so busy, like our older son as he was growing up, taking care of yourself, you realize nobody died and left you in charge of other people. You're not the boss. You're not even a qualified judge, because you don't even know motives. When you put yourself in the other person's moccasins, it does an amazing thing to you as you take that journey inside their lives. But if you're self-righteous, you're not all that interested. In fact, you put out of your mind that God sees it all, God hears it all, God knows it all. Now you got to face the fact you are equally lost.
Judging others is a job that's best left to God. He sees it all and hears it all. He knows our hearts and our motives. God alone is qualified to judge us. It's interesting. When your life is characterized by grace, you're really not interested in judging others. Being gracious means you take the time to put yourself in others' shoes. You try to see things from their perspective. Instead of taking offense, you empathize and understand. That's not easy. But when you actually put grace into practice, it will revolutionize your life. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.